the Patriots and Steelers seem to be in this position, you know, annually and on a regular basis. What would you say is the separation between where you are now and being one of those teams?
Well, I think the biggest thing is this: the conviction that you got to win the close football game, and everybody's got to understand that. You're great players. You have to put the football team on their back and make the game-winning plays when time comes, and that's important. And you know, I think that's part of it. And there's got to be a belief throughout the building that that's going to occur, and throughout that huddle, that sideline, that that's going to occur, and then go about it and get it done.
How do you give your players that belief?
Just the continuity of things and continually doing it, and the opportunity. Every time you get that opportunity, you make good on it, and everybody believes in it. It's going to happen. And when you're the guy at the point of attack, get it done. You know, it's either you win or I win, and I'm going to beat you most of the time. So that's the way it's going to be. I think the thing that I would say is to make sure everybody understands how where my vision is with it and the way it should look all the time. And don't be short of that.
You said you hope to get Paul Gunther back. Can you afford to wait to see how that plays out?
We're not going to wait. We're, you know, things going to happen fast, or, you know, you move on. That's part of this business.
How important would it be to you to stay a 4-3?
We have the ability to do what we want to do.
Do you have a timeline in mind when you'd like to have the entire staff finalized? How soon does that have to happen?
Hopefully done today. But I know that's not realistic.
Coach, one more question for a fan from my vantage point, if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me. You talked free agency a little earlier, maybe acquiring some different players. A woman named Betty Lou Conaway from over in, met her a little while ago at the Gold Star in Newport. In her words, I'm not trying to be glib, she said she wants to know if you can get team owner Mike Brown to, quote, loosen up some money to invest in the team. You know, there's that sentiment out there.
Well, the sentiment's not true, and I think can help with that. You know that, you know, as far as the National Football League and the cap, that this organization has spent, you know, well within the top five or so each and every season since I've set foot in Cincinnati. So that's the point. I think people, you can help with that. You know, don't keep, you know, fanning the fire. Go ahead and put the fire out and tell her we're going to do that. And we do it on a continual basis, that there's an investment in our guys. We do like to grow guys from the ground up. It's important because then you instill them in the correct habits, and you're not trying to break maybe some habits that way. But I do think that we all understand that when we have a hole, we have another avenue to fix, to maybe fill that hole with a better player, and that's, we can do it if it fits through free agency.
Well, I'm very comfortable with the talks Coach Luce and I have already had, and if I wasn't comfortable working for Coach, then I wouldn't be here. I mean, that's a big part of why I'm here. It's part of why I wanted to come here 2 years ago, because there wasn't a lot I knew about the organization, but I knew Coach Luce. And I think one of the opportunities I've had is for the guys who are going to remain on the staff, as I've been with them, and we've kind of been under fire together. And none of us expected to be in the situation we were for the last 14 weeks. As I told them, I understood that none of them signed up to do that with me for me. And I appreciated that they were professionals. They got the job done, and that's probably why Coach Luce had them here in the first place. I think it's not just resume when you're trying to build a staff. You have to have people who are willing to be open-minded, at the same time that are willing and able to give their opinion and not get their feelings hurt when that opinion isn't chosen as the best one, and guys who, you know, aren't afraid to disagree, but then maybe go out and sit down. It's okay to sit and have lunch together, you know, because at the end of the day, when we walk out of the room, we got to do it together, and the players have to get a united front, and so you need team players, and I'm pretty confident we'll get the right guys.
How difficult? difficult was the challenge, you know, 2 weeks into the season, it happens, and you can't really change everything, you know, at that point in time. I mean, there's only so much you can do. How difficult, how hamstrung do you feel at that point in time?
I think at the time you don't look at it in the big picture because the clock's ticking. You got a game. And so you just focus on the Green Bay Packers and the Cleveland Browns, and you just go. And it wasn't the ideal way to do it, but I accepted it, so there's no complaints.
This is Andy's been, you know, this is the scheme that Andy's had, you know, for 7 years. Is there going to be a major? Do you think it would be a major tweaking, or just be tweaks?
I think, Jeff, when I look at if I look at the call sheet of what the plays are called here, I probably see things that were brought from three different coordinators. I think over time, when you have the same players and some continuity on the staff, things evolve. And I think every place in the end, whatever they call themselves, as far as the catchphrase, it evolves when your players stay consistent over what, you know, what do these players do well. And so there'll be evolution. And there'll be some things that probably need to be done differently, totally differently. And there'll be some things that you would say today are a strength and we better build upon. And so I think there will be some of both, but there are times when each of us, in order to grow, need to be pushed and need to be uncomfortable. And Andy wants to be great. And so I think he'll accept that challenge if we make him uncomfortable at times.
You mentioned the attitude of the offensive line and all the things you talked about with the line coach and the O-line. How do you feel about the components of your offensive line at this point in time?
Well, I think as we went through the season, we felt better and better. Maybe part of what we did was maybe I did a better job as we went of deciding what they could do well. And I think that's a big part of coaching is evaluating yourself and what do your players do well. And when it comes to the run game, certainly you go in with a philosophy of this is how maybe we like to run the ball, but what do your backs do well and what can your line block well and your tight ends block well. And I think if we look at probably five of the last six games, our average per rush was really more in that the area of what we think it should be to be a successful team on offense. And probably part of it was we evaluated the guys better. And there's no perfect set of players anywhere, right? We all have players with strengths and weaknesses, and can we improve their weaknesses and can we play to their strengths?
Well, the structure, you know, when you work on the structure of the run game, or is it more of a philosophical thing?
I don't know if I understand what you're saying, what you're asking, Jeff. I think as you get together as a staff, and I've started the last 2 days of you evaluate the backs, and the line, and what do they do well, and how does that fit with what we'd like to be. And if it's a perfect match, great. If it's not, then you got to make some decisions. So I've been places that have led the league in rushing. I've been places that have struggled to make a first down, you know, and some of them ran the same schemes. But it's got to fit who your players are, and then there's got to be in practice – a commitment by everyone that we're going to run the ball and we're going to get good at it. I don't know if I answered your question.
Coach, you obviously have a defensive philosophy that was pretty successful. Are you looking for, if there is a new coordinator, all it does go open or whatever, are you looking to get a guy in line with what you had done in the past, or is that not a big deal? Or?
Well, how about we don't speculate on what happens? We can cross that bridge when it happens. All right, I'd probably be more comfortable with that. You know, let's not run Paul out of town this yet. Okay, let's keep a hold of Paulie.
Across the league, a lot of GMs and owners chose to stick by their guys over the last week, which is pretty rare for this league. Did that surprise you? How that all played out?
I think that's perfect. That doesn't help Paul, because Paul doesn't get to write those bad articles all the time. But you know,
is that reflective of something bigger in the league this year?
Again, you know, I this is what I believe. I believe people that own that football teams in the National Football League are going to do what they think is going to help their football team become a championship team. I believe that. I think that's the way they choose their coach. I think that's the way they make their decisions day in and day out. They don't care about anything else, but is my football team going to be a championship football team? I believe that. I tell people, when you go to a car lot, you know what you're looking for, and they're not going to sway you one way or another. That's what you're going to do, and I believe that about them. I've been involved, from the other side of it, with, three or four different teams. I watch it happen all the time, and I think they have a certain belief, and that's why they make the decisions they make. And, I just believe that.
Do you think the lack of change elsewhere made it easier for you and Mike to come together here?
I can't tell you that. I mean, I do think it was, it gets to be a point, do I really feel excited about starting fresh somewhere else? And from my own standpoint, I can't tell you from Mike's standpoint.
You think some ownerships are more savvy about building championships than other ownerships?
What's the word savvy mean?
Smart.
I think some people, I think sometimes there's a tendency to think that the grass is greener, and it doesn't necessarily end up that way very often. And so I think if they feel good about the relationship they have and where they're headed that way, they take some maybe. I think it's a little different that way. I look at one of the guys I think who people is one of the savviest owners in the National Football League is Jerry Jones, and they didn't have the season that they wanted this year with Jason, but Jason's a fine football coach, and last year they got to the playoffs. They were a great team, and we all, we saw firsthand how good they were down there. And but it took Jason a bit to get them to that point. And yet, each year, Jason, they kept building with Jason, and that's great. And so you just look. I mean, I've been, starting 27 years in the NFL, so I've seen a lot of different things, a lot of change, and. So I think there's ways to do it. And the people that have been in the business longer, I think, they have a good vision of it.
When you guys were exchanging dialogue and ideas and thoughts over the last couple of days, Monday and Tuesday, was there any point, was it the first day where you thought, this might be able to work out here, or was it into day two? I mean, was it right away, or did it take a while?
Oh, I don't know how to answer that. I just think that, I think both of us, we all had other, obligations to take care of throughout Monday, me with the players and so forth, and then coming down and speaking with you all and then so forth. But
You mentioned, Coach, part of this is getting back to the top of the division, obviously, Pittsburgh. We know the record, Pittsburgh, of late. Do you have to reevaluate?
Yeah, we've got to build a team. We got to build a better football team that's back to where we can, they're the top of the division. That's important. That was the thing that, from the onset when I got started here is build a football team that would compete in the division and have an opportunity to win the division. It's important.
How did that not happen? I mean, as I hear that, build a better team, 3 years ago, did it lose its grip, I guess? I don't know how to phrase that question, but you're saying that now. Why did that not happen 3 years ago before the last couple of seasons that have been on the downslide?
Well, because I think sometimes people have to get a sense that you're this thing away, and there's a, and it's not that way in the NFL. Everybody gets better every year, and we have to keep getting better that way. Now, again, things happen with injuries and things like that get out of your control, and sometimes it's hard to overcome those if they happen at a run, at a side of the ball, at a position, et cetera. And unfortunately, we've gone through a little bit of that. But yet, I think you have to take, not just take, boy, we're just this far away. No, you're not. It's always bigger than that. And let's make sure we attend to that all the time.
Two more questions.
Robin, there had to be a time, where either you or Mike didn't know if this was going to get done. What was that like? And how'd you prepare your family? Because you've had stability that's very unusual in the NFL in the coaching ranks. It doesn't usually go with this job.
Gary, my family, frankly, you wouldn't want to know what they thought of this. So that was not. Enough said.
You're an organized guy. You have to know at some point this may not work out, and you plan for your future. What was that like when you thought, I might have to move on?
See that smile? I got to do that more often. These are difficult jobs. You know, this isn't just, you see me how I look every Tuesday. I look bad. And, at some point, I am going to feel better about things that way. So I'd be a real person again. But right now it's difficult. And so this is a tough thing. And it's amazing because I talked to a lot of my coaching brethren over the last two or three days. And, there's interesting perspectives of things. So believe me, I'm completely fine either way. Well, I was excited. These guys make me excited. The players make me excited about it. There's no doubt about it. And, whether it had been Monday's meeting with the players, meeting again Tuesday with the coaches, Tuesday a.m., and yesterday afternoon with the coaches again. And, they drive me. A lot of people depend on me, and I appreciate that. And I'm not going to let this leave them hanging. And I'm going to work my tail off for them. Well, frankly, work my tail off for the city of Cincinnati to win a championship. And I think that's important. The fans deserve that. I always like, we go over and everybody, we all experience what a big thing opening day is for the Reds. And then, doggone, if the Reds lose a game, it's like everybody quits on them. Don't quit. Just stay the course. You know what I mean? Everybody gets excited that first day, and then hang in there. All right, hang in there, and that's right. So that's the thing, and I think the same thing is true. We gotta go to work. There's only way to do it. There's not trick words or anything that way. We'll do it by getting our players better. We'll add better players, we'll coach our players, we'll grow our players better, and we'll go out and we'll demonstrate better on the field. And that's what we got to do. And I'm excited to have the opportunity to do that.
You did have some injury. Last question. You did have some injury, but with that, there's always a silver lining. Other guys got an opportunity, and what did they show you?
That sometimes when you play with youth, you got to hold on to your, tail. But there's an exuberance, and so forth. And there's an experience that comes out of it. But I tell you the one thing today, had a guy, one of our players, come upstairs today that I don't know if he's ever been, come around my side of the building before. And he felt 12 feet tall in Tyler Boyd. And I think that's what's exciting. Here's a guy who we brought here because we expected what he did the last two ball games. And I think Bill has done a great job of allowing him to grow and become what we expected from him. And I think that, so he leaves here feeling great about things. Joe Mixon leaves here coming back to play in that final game where, he was pretty sore. That ankle was still pretty sore. And I think he showed his teammates a lot about what kind of guy he can be moving forward. So there was a lot of growth that happened over the last couple of weeks. And I think that's important. Everybody's mentioned the two young guards and what they've done. But we all watch them every day in practice. Chris Westerman every day, Alex Redmond worked their tails off every day. And they got an opportunity. They made good with it. Clint Bowling sliding out the tackle. Michael Johnson on defense, his unselfishness the entire football season and what he's done. Jordan Evans, young guys, Hardy Nickerson. I think we cut him twice. put him on practice squad, brought him back up, but he starts, you know, two games at the end of the football season. And so a lot of those things, you know, guys fought back to get back there and play, and that's great. So, you know, we're not where we want to be yet, but we're going to get there.